Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Georgia Tech, they are going to be starting regional action as well in the NCAA tournament. They'll be hosting the regional here, right here in Atlanta. We go out to the waitfor.com hotline. We are joined by the head coach, Danny Hall. Long time. He's become an institution at that school. Hugh, Danny Hall joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Coach Hall, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on, I guess, ho-hum. Here's another great season, and Georgia Tech going to be hosting a regional for it.
Coach.
Yeah, no, it's never ho-hum. Trust me on that one. But, no, we're excited to be hosting a regional here in Atlanta, and certainly look forward to the opportunity to try to advance to that next round of Super Regionals.
Coach, you're the winningest coach in the history of all Tech sports, and it's interesting because while football and basketball have had their times where they've had their hiccups and the programs haven't been as good, you've been able to maintain such consistency with the baseball program that you've had very few hiccups and multiple World Series appearances. What is it about Georgia Tech and the baseball program that it's been able to stay so good and so relevant for such a long period of time?
Well, I'd probably answer that. First of all, we've had good players, and you know, Hugh knows this because he's, you know, played at a high, high level that if you have good players, you have a chance to win. And so you look at the recruiting base that we have here in Georgia, that so many good high school programs, so many good summer programs that, you know, we don't have to travel too far to find good players. So that's probably number one. I've had a lot of great coaches that have, you know, worked with me here at Tech. And, you know, I take some pride certainly in that three of the guys that I have, you know, had as either assistant coaches or players, one of them you just mentioned that you talked to earlier this morning, played for me and coached with me. And then Greg Beals at Ohio State played for me. And then Josh Holliday at Oklahoma State coached with me here at Tech. So it's been a true kind of just, you know, team effort of good recruiting, good players. And then our school, Georgia Tech, you know, I wouldn't say it's easy to recruit to it, but the payoff at the end of the day, if a guy doesn't end up having a career in pro baseball, you walk out of this place with a degree. You can literally just walk right across I-75 and 85, and you have an opportunity to be in some major companies, you know, and usually have a job offer walking out of here. So it's been a combination of a lot of things, but we do take a lot of pride in being consistent year in and year out.
Oh, there's no question about that, Coach. Coach, you've been in the last four regionals, but you're hosting one now. You're playing at home. How big is that for you?
Oh, it's huge just because, you know, you get to sleep in your own bed. You know your routine. You know your ballpark. You know you're going to have a lot of fans right behind you there rooting for you to advance. And, you know, you don't have to get on a bus. You don't have to get on a plane. You know where you're going to eat. And it just helps with just the routine part of it, which, you know, Hugh, it's critical as an athlete to stay in your routine.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Coach Danny Hall joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline as Georgia Tech baseball gets ready for regional action. They'll be hosting the regional. Coach, catcher Kyle McCann had some huge shoes to step into and fill, but he's responded big time. 20th in the nation, tied for 20th in the nation in RBIs, tied for fourth in home runs. What has been about it that he's been able to handle these expectations and really thrive this season for you?
Well, you know, he's always, even last year, I mean, he played first base for us last year, so he had a really good year offensively for us last year. But then taking over the catching reins from Joey Bart, big shoes to fill, but as our season has gone along, he has just kept getting better and better behind the plate. He's a very likable guy by his teammates, and that comes into play with that catcher-pitcher relationship. Our guys trust him a lot, and then he's just even gotten better offensively, and in his own right has put himself in position here early next week to be a high draft pick. But he's one of our leaders, not only offensively but defensively. He's like the quarterback of our team, and he's done a tremendous job.
Coach, early in the preseason, you weren't picked to go that high. I think it was like fifth or something like that. When did you see the transition come for your team when they started to play better?
So we kind of saw it probably early on in some of our preseason workouts. You could just tell that there was the start of a competitive edge. We played UCLA early, the second weekend in a series here in Atlanta, and even though we lost that series, we kind of saw what number one looks like, because they have been number one most of the year, and they are the number one seed in the tournament. And we kind of looked at it and said, there's not that much difference between them and our team. But then when we went on the road early in the ACC season to Louisville was picked to win the league. They ended up winning the league, and we won that series on the road. And I kind of think after that series, our guys felt like, okay, we can compete with anybody that we play, because we just went on the road and knocked off a really good team. So I think it was probably the Louisville series. You saw the competitiveness kind of coming early on, but I think that Louisville series just made everybody on our squad look around and say, hey, we're pretty good, and let's go prove it.
Legendary Georgia Tech baseball coach Danny Hall joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, last thing for you. You know, you're a team that certainly offensively can mash the baseball between what Tristan English and Kyle McCann that we talked about earlier can do. But there's a speed element to your offense as well. And you're a team that doesn't get into a lot of double plays and things like that. Is that kind of one of the more maybe underrated facets of this team offensively, is the speed element?
Absolutely. And that's kind of one of our things, is that we want to put pressure on people when we're on offense. And we do it in a lot of different ways. We might do it with our legs. We might do it bunting. Obviously, when English and McCann step in there, there's a fear factor that if there's guys on, they can hit a home run and put some runs on the board in a hurry. But, we kind of have the three guys in the middle. You mentioned them, McCann, English, and then Baron Ratcliffe, that can run balls out of the ballpark. But we've got another six guys that can just beat you in different ways of taking a walk, running the bases, bunting. You kind of get through those guys, and you might have a little sigh of relief, and then all of a sudden here comes two or three hits later and two or three runs later that you didn't see coming. So our kind of style is we want to put pressure on you every pitch.
Go out and support the locals. Coming up May 31st, Georgia Tech will be hosting NCAA Regional Action. We've been joined by Danny Hall, legendary head coach of Georgia Tech's baseball program. Coach Hall, really appreciate the time. Good luck to y'all. It's going to be a fun regional. And listen, I can tell you honestly, we're rooting for all the locals here. It's a good time for baseball here in Atlanta.
Yes, it is. And I take the opportunity to be on with you guys this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.